You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your midday news for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Much of the region avoided the worst of the damage from last Friday's severe weather, but the Nishnabotna Township Cemetery was hit. According to Manila Mayor and Township Sexton Patrick Westwold, an estimated 170 memorials were toppled during the storm. Fortunately, most did not sustain significant damage and can be placed back on their bases. However, each stone will require professional labor to restore, estimated around a few $100 per memorial. Additionally, the cemetery will need to have 123 trees removed. Westwold says insurance will help with some of the repairs. However, there will still be substantial cost to remove and replant the damaged trees and fix the damaged memorials. The cemetery board has established a fund to assist in the repairs, and donations can be sent to Nishnabotna Township, P.O. Box 152, Manila, Iowa 51454. Westwold says they hope to have the cemetery presentable by the Memorial Day holiday, which is just about 4 weeks away. A reminder, you can find that address on where you can send donations included with this story on our website. Excitement is growing for the Carol Merchants' seventh season back at Historic Merchants Park with less than a month before opening day. The Merchants begin their season at home on Tuesday, May 28th against the Chillicothe Mudcats. Chris Whitaker with the Carol Athletic Association says the Merchants are staying in the Mink League for the 2024 season, but there have been some changes from last year after the Joplin Outlaws were sold and joined another league.
The core committee is probably about 15 people, and you know, we go do our schedule in November, all laid out, and we start working. And then Joplin, they sell their franchise team down there, and they're going to a league down in Texas and Arkansas. And it's like, well, good for them. They had their reasons, but now we've got some gaps in our schedule. So we'll do a little shuffling. We've got a couple new teams we're going to play as exhibition games, the Nemo Craze, the KC Monarchs. So you'll see some new teams, and they're competitive, and it'll be fun.
Merchants Park is celebrating a historic milestone this year as the community celebrates 75 years since its construction, and that will tie into some of their programming at games throughout the year. Whitaker says one of his favorite parts of each season is when new players step on the field for the first time.
It's always fun to see that when the guys have their first team meeting on Memorial Day weekend, they walk out there and they see that field and they're like, wow. And that's due to, you know, the City of Carroll has a great facility there. Scott Partridge, you know, is taking care of that field for 40-plus years. The other crew with the Park and Rec department does a great job. But 75 years at Merchants Park is phenomenal. And again, that's a really, it's got a great story in the history.
Merchants Park is one of the busiest ballparks in the state, as it is home to the Carroll Tigers, the Kemper Knights, the Merchants, the 1A and 2A state baseball tournaments, and beginning in 2025, the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference's conference tournament. Merchants Park is as busy as ever, and Whitaker says it'll still be bustling even after the last pitch of the season is thrown.
You know, we were looking at about $1 million worth of improvements at Merchants Park. Lights, some dugout expansion, ADA bleachers, protective netting down the baselines, some press box work. There's a lot of work planned there, but they're needed improvements. So, and again, with the more use that's at Merchants Park, the more important those improvements are. So,
those improvements got the green light at the beginning of April when the Iowa Economic Development Authority Enhance Iowa Board announced Carroll had been selected for a $203,000 community attraction and tourism grant to help fund the $1 million effort. Jared Jones, an assistant coach with Highland Community College in Kansas, will be leading the Merchants during the 2024 season. Whitaker says he'll have a roster of talent from around the world playing for him.
We get a spreadsheet, and it's like, okay, who's on the list? Like, you know, you look at their school, it's like, where their hometown? It's like, we have one kid from Ontario, Canada. Go down the list, and it's like, he's from Australia. It's like, and you're coming to Iowa for 9 weeks. It's going to be interesting. So that'll be some good conversation and some interaction with the other players, the fans, and the kids.
The most challenging thing about each season is finding host families for players and staff who need a place to stay. Whitaker says they've built a great list of people who welcome Merchants into their homes almost every year, but they are always in need of additional hosts.
The host family side is always the most difficult part of summer league baseball. And everybody does host families throughout the league and pretty much all summer ball. Right now, I think we're probably two or three places short for players. You know, we got some people coming in halfway through the season, so we're going to need some fill-in. Some will leave due to injury or whatever, but the host family is always tough, so we always need host families.
Hosts need to have a spare room for a player to stay in and provide food during their stay. Those with questions about housing can contact the Housing Committee using the contact details included with this story on our website or visit merchantsbaseball.com. Booster Club memberships are still available for $125, which includes two T-shirts and two punch cards. Admission for individual games once the season gets underway is $5 per fan. And May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau and the Iowa Department of Transportation are partnering to address a concerning rise in motorcycle fatalities in the state. Despite motorcycles making up just 0.3% of registered vehicles and vehicle miles traveled in Iowa, they accounted for 16% of total fatalities in 2023, 10 times higher than the national average. DOT staff say the absence of helmet laws in Iowa is a significant contributor to this trend, with 74% of motorcyclists killed in the past 5 years reported to have not worn helmets, contrasting sharply with the national average of 38%. Rider judgment is also a factor, as single-vehicle crashes are more common with motorcyclists. Veteran riders can be overly confident, while new riders lack the experience and knowledge of the dangers of the road. These pieces are all compounded by the added challenge of spotting the smaller motorcycles and the increased frequency of distracted drivers. As the summer driving season picks up, the DOT and GTSB remind Iowans to share the road, whether on two wheels or four. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. We'll be right back. We've got more news on the way after this on KCIM.
Everybody's got a story, and I wanted to hear it. Hi, it's John Ryan, and I am excited to announce that I've launched a new podcast called Must Know People. I sit down and chat with people right here in our area who make this such a great place to live. I think there's something in every interview that's going to surprise you and some things you'll never have known before about our guests. I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a listen. Must Know People, available at carolbroadcasting.com. Also available on Spotify, YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Must Know People.
The sooner you start, the sooner you finish. Take a few classes this summer at DMAC. You could be that much closer to earning a degree and on to a better-paying, rewarding career. With DMAC's welcoming environment and affordable tuition, DMAC's summer term is the perfect place to start. Apply today. Go to summer.dmac.edu to learn more. Your future, your DMAC.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Every year on the first weekend of May, the city of Glidden offers a spring cleanup day where residents can dispose of unwanted items to continue to promote a clean and well-kept community. This upcoming Friday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., a roll-off dumpster will be placed in front of City Hall to dispose of technology equipment like computer towers, cords, keyboards, and printers. The city will even allow TVs, laptops, or anything else with the screen to be placed there for a $23 fee that can be paid at City Hall. The roll-off location will also accept appliances at no additional charge. The rest of the items can be placed on the curb of the resident's property by 6 a.m. Friday morning. Acceptable items include furniture, mattresses, toilets, sinks, and rolls of carpet, as long as they're no longer than 6 feet long. Some items that will not be accepted include vehicle parts and tires, construction debris, hazardous materials, and combustible materials. Just a reminder that residents are not to set out regular garbage containers during this collection, and everything that's placed on the curb, as long as it's an acceptable item, will be taken, and that does include things like storage totes, so don't place those out there if you don't want them gone. Those with questions are asked to contact City Administrator Brooke Peterson at City Hall by calling 712-659-3010. You can also email Brooke at cityofglidden.org. A complete list of accepted and non-accepted items has been included with this story on our website. And the Ottawa County Economic Development Group has hosted the first public viewing of its latest project for new housing options available in Ottawa. Townhomes on 3rd has been in the works for the past several years, with currently two townhomes, which will soon be constructed on 3rd Avenue between South Division Street and Hahn Street, with the potential to build up to two more in that same location if the interest is there. The owner of those lots donated the land to the ACED for this project, and ACED Director Sarah Slater says the organization is excited and says the location is ideal.
It feels in a really great spot. It's a really busy area of town. The rec center, you have the high school, so you know, if you have grandkids, we're like, you can just walk down the street and go see all of that and just stop. You're close to the trailhead, you know, you're probably 4 blocks away. So we just feel like they're really pretty and you're on the edge of town. So we think, you know, you still have that beautiful view, country view.
The duplex townhouse units will be 1,465 square feet with three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a two-car garage. The townhouse will be all on one level, and Slater says more special features are included in with that design.
The utility furnace room is reinforced, so this will be kind of your weather room if you have severe weather. You know, we're in Iowa. And then you'll have a front porch, and then you have a back patio that looks out the back.
Slater says the interior can be customized to an extent.
If you purchase early enough in the process, I think there's some opportunity there to work with the developer that they can make some tweaks if they want to. Purchaser is responsible for flooring, appliances, and light fixtures.
The townhomes will be priced starting at $320,000, and the tax abatement program is available for the purchaser. The tax abatement would cover the taxes for the property for 3 years. Anyone interested or wanting more information on the Townhomes on Third project can contact Audubon County Economic Development at 712-563-2742. A photo of the design layout is also included with this story on our website. And that is going to be wrapping up your midday news. For these stories and many more, check us out online by following us on Facebook and X at 1380kcim.com or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.